All right, so we will go to Shamati 237. Shamati 237, for man shall not see me and live. For man shall not see me and live. This means that if one sees the revelation of godliness to a greater extent than he is ready to see, he may come into reception, regarded as oppositeness from the life of lives. And then he comes to death. Hence, one must advance on the path of faith.
Meaning, if a person will receive a revelation of godliness to an extent that is greater than what he's ready to see, he can come into reception. Meaning, he might want to receive this pleasure in order to receive, which is regarded as oppositeness from spirituality, from the life of lives. And then he comes to spiritual death. Hence, one must advance on the path of faith, meaning first to acquire the force of bestowal, and only then come to receive in order to bestow. Okay, Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. Thank you for letting me ask. Question is about the point you touched upon before, the lack of faith.
Can you ask without introductions? Well, nevertheless, we don't remember what was there. Ask.
The lack of faith, Rav. The lack of faith, that's the question. Is there a difference between the lack of faith and fear?
Fear is when I have a feeling that what I wish to attain, I cannot attain. Very simple. That's fear. I want to reach the importance of the Creator, bestowal to the Creator, through bestowal to the friends and importance of the friends. And I see that it's not coming to me. It's not, I don't feel that I'm getting filled by this feeling. So what to do? This is in effect a deficiency.
What is the lack of faith? Is it not the same thing?
That I'm lacking the force of bestowal, and I feel that I lack it. In the beginning, I lacked the force of bestowal in order to feel, to see, to rise, to understand various such egoistic expressions for my desire for the force of bestowal. Later, gradually, by working with it, I begin to obtain the force of bestowal in and of itself, meaning how the force of bestowal is great, how it fills all of reality in addition to our tiny reality that some say is like a grain of sand compared to the rest of the universe. So I then receive importance for the force of bestowal, and I think how I can attain it, and in what way I come to it, and together with friends, where I annul myself a little bit with them, and then I'm in a state where I try to, yes, raise myself towards the force of bestowal. And I advance accordingly. There's nothing to do, only through work.
Thank you, Rav. I'll try to hear it together with the 10. Maybe it'll be clearer. Thank you.
Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. Question from a friend. The question is, if the revelation of the lack brings uncertainty, and uncertainty makes you escape How do you cope with uncertainty in the spiritual path? How do you become resilient to uncertainty?
Only through connection. Only through connection. If you are in connection with a friend, pay attention even on our level. You don't need that many proofs and the like. The feeling you receive from society fills you with confidence, such that you don't need any explanations, any proof, or anything like that.
Don't even need more stamina.
You're not even afraid so much of suffering, because you begin to distribute it between everyone automatically. It doesn't seem to you as suffering any longer, to such an extent that you'll feel that whatever you suffer together feels like pleasure.
Мы говорим, что силы, что силы отдачи в нас быть не может. Можно ли понимать, что речь идет о намерении?
It says that we can't have the force of bestowal. Is it about the intention to bestow?
Yes, correct.
Спасибо.
Зихронту.
Зихронту.
He writes in the article, if a person will see the revelation of godliness to a greater extent than he is ready to see, he may come into reception. But if it happens, then the Creator sets it up so that one sees a greater extent. Is there a way to prevent it?
Of course, everything is arranged by the Creator, but it depends on how much a person can turn to the Creator on top of that and ask for change. This is the main thing. The important thing is not what we have, but what we're asking for. The Creator enjoys our requests. We enjoy the state. So how do we raise ourselves to the Creator's desire? We have to constantly be in a state of request.
And if this request causes revelation of godliness more than he can receive?
There's no such thing, don't worry.
I'm not worried, I'm just saying that's what he writes in the article, that it can come into a state of reception.
No, but each time he has to adapt himself to what he's capable of doing, that it will be reception in order to bestow. Why does he need to reveal the Creator? It says, for man shall not see me and live, meaning if one sees the revelation of godliness to a greater extent than he is ready to see, he may come into reception. Reception of this pleasure in order to receive, regarded as oppositeness from the life of lives. And then he comes to death, spiritual death. Hence, one must advance in the path of faith. Meaning first, we acquire the force of faith, the force of Bina, and we raise the force of reception to the force of Malchut. This is the meaning of working with the second restriction. Only in this way can we work. The Ahab of ascending. The ascending Ahab.
Спасибо, Рав. Вот вы только что сказали. А как совместить наслаждение состояния и при этом...
You, about what you just said, how can you bring the pleasure from the state together with the pleasure you give to the Creator?
If I enjoy from receiving my states from the Creator, then each and every state that I receive it from the Creator. Directly. So from that state on, I have to build my adhesion with the Creator. How I respond to Him. My response to Him. That's what I need to do. That's how I arrange the connection with Him.
Latinto.
Gracias, Rab. Tenemos una pregunta de nuestro amigo Juan y él quiere saber
¿Qué significa ver la revelación?
We have a question from one who wants to know, what does it mean to see the revelation of godliness?
To see the revelation of godliness means to arrange in the person, arrange inside of us, such vessels of bestowal that can reveal even the light of Chochmah.
Челябинск-Омск.
А вот можно посоветоваться, если я чувствую, что у меня есть хисароны, которые мне кажется, что мешают.
If I can consult, if I feel I have desires that I feel are disturbing me, both in corporeality and in spirituality, but I can't erase them, how do I treat that?
You're not the landlord or the master of your deficiencies. You're only the master of your reaction to them. And in order to react to them, you need to sort them out with which deficiencies you can work right now in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator, and with which deficiencies you cannot, for the time being, bestow through the friends to the Creator. That's your work for the time being. And the more you advance, you'll be able to work with more and more desires in order to bestow.
Barur.
Clear?
Internet.
Internet.
From Kabiu 7, if I have little faith, it means that my vessel is big. Then why should I be sorry?
If you have a little bit of faith, it means that you're lacking the force of bestowal. That's why you don't have a vessel. Your vessel is zero. You only have a great desire, but it did not open because you lack the force of bestowal. You lack the reflected light.
From Moscow 2, it says the Creator hears every prayer. Does he actually hear?
He hears. Next.
Friends, when a friend is envious at the connection with other friends, can he connect based on that kind of envy?
You can connect on top of all kinds of envy. As long as we try to work on it purposely. And the fact that the Creator hears all the prayers, but we need to understand that we exist inside this upper force called the Creator. We are inside of it. And we only need to penetrate Him in order to feel Him through our ego. And then we'll begin to discover Him.
Last question from Revadim. What does the feeling of connection with the friends depend on? The ability to devote yourself to the friend and try to enter their heart, or the ability to let them bestow upon us, influence us?
Both. You need to see both.
Tov. אנחנו
okay.
Woman, no בסדר, נגמור ב-woman.
Woman, okay, we'll conclude with women.
שאלה מלטין 20, חיפה 11 ו-PT.
Question from Latin 20 and Haifa 11 and PT 6. How is it even possible that one will see the revelation of godliness to a greater extent than he is ready to see? Revelation only happens according to equivalence of form.
Can't be. It can't be for that a person will see godliness above his vessel. If he's not prepared for it, he won't see it.
So it says if one sees the revelation of the of godliness to a greater extent than he's ready to see.
That's wrong, that he wants to see it, but it will certainly not be shown it because he doesn't have the vessel. He has a small force of bestowal.
Question from Australia. To the extent that we have the power of faith, is that proportional to the image of the Creator that we build in the ten between us?
It's the same, the force of faith, force of bestowal, the image of the Creator that we're about to discover. They're all the same.
Last one from Os 6 and Kabu 5. What kind of death we're talking about, spiritual or corporeal?
Of course, each time they speak only of spiritual death, because corporeal death exists on the animate degree, and we're not speaking of our bodies in the animate degrees. We only speak of the speaking degree. And this is already our ruach and neshama, our spirit, our soul. This is what we develop. Okay, thank you to women. Thank you to men. Let's sing. You have anything to discuss?
Not a question for discussion, but a question I received to ask you. Before the Congress, you talked like we never heard before about how the Congress is important even for your personal attainment and progress. We wanted to ask if it answered your expectations.
It answered. And nevertheless, I want more.
I
derive benefit from the Congress when you connect, and I can enter your connection. And from your connection, I can receive the essence of connection. And this becomes my vessel.
אז ודאי שהיה בכנס כזו הזדמנות.
So, of course, there was an opportunity in this Congress. But nevertheless, we want more. I am already looking forward to the next Congress.
Why do you say I didn't do anything in the Congress, it's all you?
אני לא מגלה אף פעם.
I don't reveal a desire for the Congress, for all kinds of things, for a certain an evening in the Congress, or anything like that, unless I first receive such a desire from the group, from the students, from the world Kli. And I myself, I can say that I think it's worthwhile, but nevertheless, the desire needs to come from you. I understand that already people are thinking of the next Congress. We need to think about the form, the style. We need to scrutinize everything. Even though it was good, next time has to be different and even better. Okay, Dodi.
Yes, very well.
Good. So let's sing a few songs and think about what we went over.
So, two announcements. First one, just to say that, like Rav recommended, to repeat the lessons from the Congress, so the Kabbalah Media team set up this banner, this big button, where you can just click it and go straight into all the content of the Congress, not just the lessons. And our schedule for today, 10 to 10:30, news program with Rav Lightman, and 10:30 to 11:30, the writer's meeting with Rav Lightman. Tomorrow we will learn about prayer, so study materials will be sent. Thank you. We'll sing some songs together.
Everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. 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 There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.